You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Formal letter to the board requesting that we, you know, we want the chair of our National History Museum to stand down.
Why is that?
So Evan C. Williams has got a big property development up in North Auckland here, Okura Long Bay, and the catchment drains into the Long Bay Okura Marine Reserve. And at the moment, when it rains, we just have loads and loads and loads, truckloads of silt depositing into the estuary. You know, it's excessive amounts of silt going into a marine reserve, which is supposed to be there for, you know, all of us to enjoy.
Because I saw that Okura Bay Marine Reserve is because it's a marine reserve and it's essentially protected by the Department of Conservation. Is there anything they can do?
The land itself is not as a
But because it's depositing into the marine reserve, there's no sort of...
The legislation around the land that runs into marine reserve is really weak and it needs strengthening.
Right. Oh, that's horrible. So what's he? What's the development for? What's he developing the land for?
So there's a. It's going to be a gated community. There's 150, you know, pretty big, crazy sections. Unfortunately, it's the last catchment on the east coast of all Auckland's catchments, and I think a few catchments outside of Auckland that hasn't been developed. I think it's about 50 catchments, something like that. So this was the last one, and it runs into a pristine bay, Karapiro Bay. Crystal clear waters usually, sandy bottom. You know, we've got stingray, all sorts of creatures use this place and rely on this place. We also have birds coming from Siberia, you know, the godwits come. We've got dotterels and variable oyster catchers, and all sorts of birds use this place as a sort of as a place of refuge.
So can you explain to the sort of the people that might not necessarily know so much about the marine ecosystem, what is the silt that's being deposited into the sea doing right now?
Yeah, so when you get excessive amounts of sediment lying on the bottom, it just chokes everything. So it chokes up all the shellfish, if there's any seagrasses or anything like that, and marine life, pretty much suffocates it.
So obviously you're calling for him to be removed as somebody on the board. Have you heard any response yet, or are you hoping you will?
Yeah, so we're calling for him to be removed. We think it's grossly hypocritical that a person in charge of our natural history and our cultural history is, you know, busy to deepen his pockets for his, you know, his gains. He's out there spoiling something that is treasured by all New Zealanders and is for all of us to enjoy. So we haven't heard back from Te Papa, but we're continuing. We're outside there today. We've got a crew down in Wellington today outside Te Papa with a petition, and we're not going to give up. We're not going to stop this battle until we see the result that we want.
Awesome. And you've got an event tomorrow, is that correct?
We do.
Tell me a little bit about
the Okura Forest Festival. So there's a really nice, beautiful piece of forest on the east coast of the North Shore. It's the last big piece of coastal forest of its kind, so subtropical, broadleaf, mixed with kauri. So you've got Pūtiti, Tiraiti, kauri forest. It's really beautiful. And it's about 116 hectares, and there's nothing all the way up to a little bit of Maharangi, and then all the way up to Whangarei Heads. And you go south, you've got to go all the way down to the Coromandel, east coast of Coromandel, to get the same similar forest without disturbance from the coastline. And we're protecting it. We've got a solid community group, and there's many different community groups and organisations coming down, such as Greenpeace, 350, Climate Action, and we've got guest speakers, we've got some workshops, we've got about 20 live bands. It's going to be really good.
Wow, that's awesome. What time is it on?
It starts at 11 and goes to 11 at night. It's all a volunteer event, so we've got over 100 volunteers involved to put this together. It's our fifth year running, so we're just fingers crossed the weather's going to be good. We've got loads of marquees set up in case it rains anyway, so it's all good to going off. One of the organisations here has raised, since December, $118,000 to pay for a legal case.
Oh my goodness.
And together with the Unitary Plan and Environmental Court stuff, in the last couple of years, it's up to $400,000. And in the past, we've got a couple of environmental court battles under our belt as a community, and it's cost over $1 million. So we just want to see this place protected. It's the last bit of coastline, the Long Bay Okura Marine Reserve. You know, I think it's not a big ask, but it's a big fight. And all the people, everyone that can be involved, the better.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.